Hi ho, my fellow junkies, this is South Musetic here, and welcome to the Musetic 27 podcast, where it's all music lovers alike. Today we're going to be reviewing the new Benny the Butcher album, Everybody Can't Go. This is the official Def Jam debut studio album by one-third of Griselda's very own, Benny the Butcher, following up from his last album that he released 2 years ago, Tana Talk 4, which to me was a nice installment into the Tana Talk series, with that and the third one kind of popping out, showing in the nice versatility and ideas and songwriting that we see from Benny the Butcher, from going to more stoic tracks and more the traditional Griselda-infused beats. Really great stuff, really had a nice time listening to that one. Now, going on to this new album here, like I mentioned, this is the major label debut under Def Jam Records, having a well-known production credit from both Hit Boy and Alchemist on this album here, which would help kind of soothe in some nice versatilities and range of ideas that Benny the Butcher would go on to, as well as having some great features on it from having Snoop Dogg, the rest of Griselda, Westside Gunn, Conway the Machine, as well as having Armani Caesar on the album as well too. Even some other artists that may have an interesting contrast, such as Peezy on the last track on the album, Big Timers, which that was a good song to say the least too. Other than that, kind of starting off with the opening track for us here, Jermaine's Graduation, with an Alchemist beat to kind of pull in more of a lax piano cruise type sound a little bit too, and pretty much talking about Benny's journey as an artist, as a rapper to say the least too. Great storytelling, I like the imagery he goes on to for it, as well as having some creative lines to kind of say, hey, I'm not targeting anyone specifically, I'm just shitting on you guys in general to say the least too. It's really cool stuff, I like it. And then some other ones kind of fill in some of those aspects for Alchemist's beats, such as Trust More Valuable Than Love, having a three-part beat switch with three different stories to kind of acclimate that kind of storytelling a little bit too for the first half, with a very gritty boom bap beat for a police officer doing their job to say the least too. Then the second part goes on to more of a two dudes, one girl sharing, have a conflict, saying, oh, trust is more valuable than love, because that will fucking kill you. As well as the last part in that song, kind of pulling in more of a trying to rob a rapper, to say the least, too, kind of pull onto that aspect. Really cool stuff. I love the storytelling and the beat switches that goes on to for it, from the gritty boom bap to more of a stern beat to more of a manic beat to kind of drop off to the last verse on it. Really cool stuff. Really dope, and kind of balances it out really well. Especially for all the songs that have Hit Boy's production on it, which is pretty much a majority on this album here. Really does a nice job and kind of help elevate Benny the Butcher and showing off his versatility, that he can bend the words, kind of bounce out really well, either making it catchy and really snappy, as well as kind of showing off some nice gritty storytelling to say the least too. For songs such as like One Foot In with Stove God Cooks, shows that really well to say that, hey, I'm still getting my one foot in and one foot out, try to show out my hustle and all that stuff too. As well as Back Again and Big Timers, and even How to Rap as well too, kind of show in more of those kind of collective versatilities and storytelling that Benny the Butcher would go on to. Back Again with Snoop, really nice job with it, very bouncy, having Snoop on the hook, really cool. How to Rap is pretty much, as this title kind of apprehend itself, saying like, oh, this is how you rap and this is how you're gonna make it as a rapper and all that stuff too, giving his two cents in the game, which is really cool. I like it, having a nice little fun booming beat to say the least to it, as well having some great schemes throughout this whole album, let alone that song. Really cool stuff. Big Timers, like I mentioned, has it being the closing track with Peezy, more of a melodic type of layering with it for the vocals. Really cool stuff, but has a really catchy beat to show off, saying, hey, I'm the big timer, got that big watch, busted down type shit too, kind of flexing all the sense too. Peezy does a nice job with his verse, really good stuff. Then we go to more of the Alchemist's beats as well too, with songs such as like Big Dog or Buffalo Kitchen with Armani Caesar. Really nice job and kind of pulling in some more ideas, having a warped and wide beat with Lil Wayne on it as well too, pretty much talking about being the big dogs, big bosses type shit. Really cool. Wayne does a nice job with his verse, catchy hook as well too, I guess why they call me the big dog. Really cool stuff. I like that verse, I really like the hook, really cool stuff, really dope. And same thing with Armani Caesar on her feature for Buffalo Kitchen Club, which is more of a NY bouncy and infused beat that we see both of them just kind of showing off their hustle. It's like, yo, this is the lavish lifestyle that we're living. You motherfuckers can't top it. You can't buy it. You can't live it unless you live it. Really cool stuff. I like it. And especially for a song like Griselda Express with Westside, Khan, and with Rick Hyde, it's more of a ticking boom bap beat, having a nice verse from Benny, Khan, and Rick, to say the least, too, and having Westside Gunn on the hook. Say the least, too, is cool, having to balance out with it, as having to pull in a nice little legacy term, to say the least, too. Like, hey, this is what we're doing for Griselda. We're making them going gold, having to go out all express. You can't miss it. So, really cool stuff. I really enjoy it. As the overall consensus for this album, 12 tracks long, having to show in a nice little a range of beats from both Uncle Al and Hit Boy, having to show in a nice chemistry. Even seeing that kind of compares from his Burden of Proof album that he did with Hit Boy and some of those songs really balanced out the chemistry really well for both Benny and Hit Boy for this album. And even for Uncle Al having to have some of his beats go very gritty as well as kind of more lax, to say the least, too. More fun, more extravagant type of experimentation from Benny the Butcher. This is a really strong album. It's concise, it's sweet, great features, and having to show his time put into it. That's the overall consensus for it. Benny did a nice job for a major label debut for Def Jam Records. Really does a nice job with it. I'm giving this a 10 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, it's a great project, kind of pushing out for a major label debut for Def Jam Records, and seeing the balance between Uncle Al and Hit Boy's production on this album really does a nice job with it, having a strong chemistry for Benny the Butcher, as well with the features that he has on this album. Really great stuff. Has a lot of replay value. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this one? I definitely would. If you want to see Benny the Butcher branch out with his versatility with these beats on it, I definitely recommend you it. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment off this project. Thank you, Kevin Kramer, Junkies.